This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast.
With Al and Brian.
But what if they are contemplating trading Deebo post June 1? Do you think that's something this team would think about doing?
Yes. I don't know what that does to the cap. I have no idea what it does to this contract.
If you trade him or cut him pre 6-1, it's like $20 million in dead cap. But if it's post 6-1, I think it's like 12 or somewhere along those lines. Now, again, you get dead cap hits the following year and the year after because it's post 6-1. But we talked about it. Deebo disappeared in the Super Bowl. Deebo kind of disappeared in the playoffs. Deebo couldn't get open in the Super Bowl. And I have to wonder, and this is interesting because I was listening to Rob Stats Guerrera and Grant Cohn had a show today, and I listened to a little bit of it. They were talking about this Silver article as well. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that Grant brought up that I thought was a tremendous point was this. Deebo Samuel and George Kittle, right, the Yak Bros, were integral to this offense when the quarterback was Jimmy Garoppolo. Why? Because Jimmy Garoppolo was a remedial quarterback, mm-hmm. and Jimmy Garoppolo needed a lot of help. He needed guys that he could get the ball to quickly, and then they could create yards after the catch. That was the whole, you know, that was the whole thing about this offense, right? And it was because Kyle Shanahan didn't trust Jimmy Garoppolo with
to throw more than 5 yards.
Right. And just the breadth of the offense and decision-making. And I almost wonder if part of why they signed Deebo Samuel to that contract extension was because they weren't sure where they were going to be with Trey Lance, mm-hmm. with Jimmy Garoppolo, right? They weren't sure where they were going to be. And they thought, we need this guy because he's instant offense. You know, he's a screen merchant, but he's really, really good at it. And let's not front on that. He's really good at that. But now with the revelation of who Brock Purdy is and how he operates this offense and the way that he plays the quarterback position with anticipation, with accuracy, mm-hmm. with moxie. What does Brock Purdy need more? Does he need guys who can get open, who can run routes and get separation? Or does he need guys like Deebo Samuel who you can throw a screen to and he can take it to the house? I'd venture to say It's the former and not the latter. And then the question becomes, do you need Deebo Samuel anymore on this team with Brock Purdy as quarterback? Or do you need Ayuk and another guy like Ayuk who can get open? Because what did Steve Spagnuolo tell us after the Super Bowl? What did he say about Brock Purdy? Brock Purdy was dicing up our zones. He was surgical. And so we made the switch to man concepts that we hadn't run in months in order to try and slow him down. And it worked. Why? Because the only guy on the field who was getting open consistently was Brandon Ayuk. Because Deebo can't get open with against press man coverage. Juwan Jennings has a big body. He's not getting open against press man coverage. The only one who is Brandon Ayuk. Do you not think that other defensive coordinators watched the Super Bowl and went, okay, we need to start playing more man against this 49ers offense? Deebo Samuel's not going to help you beat that. Brandon Ayuk and guys like Brandon Ayuk are. And so when I read Mike Silver saying difficult conversations are already being had and that they are interested in getting rid of some players that have started to decline in ways that we may not see, I think Deebo Samuel, first and foremost. Second on that list to me is George Kittle, unfortunately. And that's another name that I think there might be hard conversations to be had there. Because now that you know you have your quarterback, and they know it, right? They believe in Brock Purdy.
I think they believe it, for sure.
And as fans, I think that I hope that you're buying in too. Is now the time to start building around Brock Purdy? And then you start thinking about, well, what does Brock Purdy need to succeed? And like I said, Deebo Samuel doesn't really fit in that.
Kyle Shanahan loves Brock Purdy. He loves him. Like, loves him. This is his quarterback. Brock Purdy is going nowhere. Brock Purdy is going to be the quarterback for the foreseeable future. Like you said, Brock Purdy throws with anticipation, right? He throws before you're out of your break. Brandon Ayuk is perfect for that. When this isn't Deebo Samuel of 2 years ago. The league is kind of caught on too. Not only, like you said, what the Niners' needs were at the time, but how many end arounds are really working anymore? When he gets a screen, defenses are kind of on. Defenses are ready for this stuff. And like you said, he's not a great route runner. He's just not somebody who fits, like you said, in that when the Chiefs made that adjustment, you're completely right. He struggled. Deebo struggled a lot with that. The other thing about Deebo, Brian, he's hurt all the time. And I don't mean, well, he played 15 games this year. He plays in games, but then he gets hurt in the games. And he got hurt in the NFC Championship. And then I think he got hurt in the Super Bowl, too.
I don't think
he was completely healthy. But that's the other thing. He plays, and it's just the way he plays. He plays very hard. He runs very hard. He's not somebody with the pounding that he takes on his body that, you know, three years, is he going to look the same? Is he going to be just as dynamic? So the question comes to me with that is, where's he going to go? What are you going to do with him? Yeah. He's got a $28 million cap number this year.
Well, that's where I'm like, I don't know that Deebo Samuel is not on this team for 2024, but I feel pretty confident in saying I'm not sure that Deebo Samuel is on this team in 2025,
regardless
of what happens in 2024.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I think part of the IU contract is going to be there. You know, the hit this year won't be as much. And then, you know, as the years go on, they will, because you're assuming Deebo is not there in 2025. I agree with that completely. I think that's going to be the situation. Now, the George Kittle thing you brought up is very interesting to me because, again, we love George Kittle. What 49er fan does not love George Kittle, right? But
I love George.
Look at where George Kittle is in his career right now. Look at where he is age-wise. Again, as you hit 30 years old, and you know, typically you don't get better. You know what I mean? Like, you don't go through and you, you're 34 and you're playing great. George Kittle is going to be 31 this year. That's up there. He's taking a lot of, you know, a lot of pounding on his body. Again, I think I would run it back with him this year. I would personally. But again, 2025, we've been saying it forever. This is going to be a different team. You may have an offense centered around Brock Purdy, Brandon Ayuk, and question mark. And that includes no Debo, no McCaffrey. Because who knows with McCaffrey, another year, another all those carries, if he's still going to be the same person. Maybe he'll still be there. Maybe no Debo. So yeah, it's totally true. This offense is changing, but right. With what Mike is saying, I didn't know that was going to happen this year. I thought those guys were all going to be running back. So that's really interesting to me to think, what are their options if they do, and what teams would even be interested at players approaching 30 with those contract numbers?
Yeah. And, you know, again, I don't even know that Mike is saying that this is happening this year, but I think what he's saying is, from what he's hearing, this team is doing exactly what you and I talked about last episode and what we hoped they would be doing, which is self-scouting and recognizing weaknesses and looking at ways to get better, to make this team better. And they're not looking at it through the lens of what's the word I'm trying to think of, but basically you know, they're not just going to keep these guys on the team because they've done a lot for the team. You know, they are going to keep players that make them better. And they are with, I think, a bit of ruthlessness, will get rid of players that don't. And I appreciate that, because that is really what it takes. And, you know, and
listen, not to interrupt you, but if Joe Montana can move on, and Roger Craig can move on, and Jerry Rice can move on, Ronnie Lott can move on,
Terrell
what happened with all those guys? They finished their careers elsewhere. I want to hear it. Nobody's had us off the chopping block. When you get to that age and it's for the benefit of the team, it happens. It's not necessarily baseball where Derek Jeter is going to play for the same team for 20 years and you're going to put up with him, you know, not being Derek Jeter for the last 4 years or whatever. Like, football is a little bit more ruthless in there where you're like, you're gone.
Yeah. And speaking of, it makes me want to throw up to see Brandon Crawford in a St. Louis Cardinals uniform. That's just so gross to me. So gross to me.